Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. Happy Monday. Woohoo! You made it through the weekend to a Monday. Hey, you know, the skate park is getting ready to open very soon. May 2nd, I think, is the opening day. I'm super excited about that. Underneath I-110, right across from the Pensacola Police Department, nestled in behind the community garden there. And I had a chance to look at it late last week and talk to John Schell, the Upward Intuition founder.
So we are at the almost there Blake Doyle Skate Park. We're about a month and a half out from the opening with John Schell, the founder of Upward Intuition. John, how you feeling?
I feel really good. I just feel super grateful to be here right now. It's a little bit surreal.
So I'm looking at some of the features of this park, and I got to tell you, the first thing that I'm, honestly, it's a weird one, but I'm the most happy about is the stuff that's overhead. I've been to parks all over the country that are in the summer brutally hot. You've got shade and rain protection here year-round for this structure. That's pretty great, right?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, it gets really hot here in Florida, so to have that shade and to protect the park, too, I couldn't ask for a better location, especially being, in downtown Pensacola.
So some of the features here, you mentioned that there's a kind of a bunny slope area. I don't think I've seen that very often, like the kiddie pool sort of thing, but tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a kind of a beginner area, and actually the Gannett Foundation, we applied for an ACT grant, a Community Thrives grant, back in 2017, and that was based on a three-minute video we made and then some online voting and donations. And in the video, we actually used my friend Andy's song from his band, Manchester Orchestra. The Silence is the song we used, but we won the grant. We got $100,000 for it, so that Gannett Foundation grant is going towards that beginner's area over there. And so it's going to be a great place for kids and, I mean, adults alike to kind of learn how to drop in and skate flat ground. Obviously, if you're a beginner, you don't want to go straight to the handrail, or the granite ledge there. It's called a hubba. You're not going to want to go straight to the Pro Bowl. So the bowl over there, you can actually roll into. You don't have to drop in. And then the quarter pipe over there is only about 2 feet. So that's going to be a great zone for people that are kind of new to skateboarding.
I felt very comfortable in that portion of the skate park.
Yeah.
It's good. We've also got, and I love this design element where it looks to me like what you've built is skate elements around an amphitheater design where you could have a band on a stage and people watching from several tiers of stairs. Is that the idea here?
Yeah, that's the idea. So this section right here is kind of officially the amphitheater, but really the whole park is kind of tiered. There's several tiers in the park, so the idea is that kind of from wherever you can look down at the stage. And the stage is it's a loose replica of the West LA Courthouse stage, and so that's kind of an iconic skate spot. So it's not just a stage where we can have DJs and music and things like that. It's also one of the features. And so the Kugelman Family Foundation, the amphitheater and stage area, they made possible with a really generous donation.
I was also struck by, first of all, the size. I mean, this is a really big skate park by my assessment. But I was also struck by how you have, in skate parks where you go, you see a lot of very common features, right? Half pipes, quarter pipes, bowls. You see a lot of very standard things, opposing ramps and things like that. Here, there's just a lot of oddball features. And I mean that in a good way. Like, there's all kinds of unusual little angles and crevices and nooks that people can play with, right?
Yeah, I think skate park design has really come a long way in the past several years. Our designer, his name's Tito Parada. He designed a few years ago the Lot 11 skate park in Miami. A lot of pro skaters kind of say they might call that the best skate park in the world.
Wow.
And so this skate park is influenced somewhat by Lot 11, and we really wanted to have something for everybody, and we wanted it to be able to flow well, have plenty of space between the elements, and then also be able to start. You can start in that corner back there, and you can make your way all the way down to the bottom of the skate park really without having to push if you didn't want to. And so I think that's a little bit unique, is being able to have the opportunity to do such long lines, is what they're called in skating.
Did you build this with any anticipation of bike users? Because a lot of times, you know, the skaters versus the BMX kids or whatever, are they as welcome here as the skaters will be?
That's really for the city to determine. But my understanding is that the warranty with Bear Contractors and Evergreen Skate Parks, if bikes came and used the park, the warranty would be voided.
I don't
believe bikes are going to be allowed.
Okay. And then I know you talked about the pro skaters, and you know, that's a lot of the friends that you have. You guys have some events coming up here that you're already planning for, right? The May 2nd is the opening, but then what do you have coming after that?
Yeah, so May 2nd is the ribbon cutting with you know, the city and the mayor and so forth. But we've got this space permitted for June 10th, and we have the New Balance team. They have really an incredible skate team. Andrew Reynolds, Skater of the Year. Jamie Foy, Skater of the Year. Thrasher Magazine, Skater of the Year. They're going to come out and do a demo, and we really want to show them a great time while they're here in Pensacola. We're also planning let me backtrack just a second. We're planning on having a musical, a music component too on the June 10th event. So we're going to book some bands. And then we're also planning an event for March. We're going to do it either the weekend before, the weekend after Tampa Pro, which is kind of an iconic skateboard contest that's been going for 30 years. So a lot of the skateboard industry is based out on the West Coast. So what's unique about Tampa Pro is a lot of the pros that don't do contests, they come to Tampa Pro and participate in that. So we want to kind of leverage that and do something when a lot of those guys are in town and figure out how to show them a great time and, you know, treat them well. And hopefully they realize, you know, what an awesome place this is. And, you know, we can be standing here looking back in 20 years and we will, you know, have had. That'll be the inaugural event. You know, that's the idea. We want to create something special, and a special skate event, but also have you know, the music component around that as well. And so, yeah, having these guys help with that is huge.
No, it's definitely fantastic. We're going to pause the interview right there with John Schell from Upward Intuition about the new skate park. Get a quick traffic on the fives from Candy.
All right. And not showing a lot. There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Barrineau Park, and it looks like 95A showing an accident this morning. I don't see much of a roadblock. It says there's a roadblock, and certainly if you know different, let us know. A little slow and at the Atmore cutoff. That's near the school, though. It looks like a lot of kids being dropped off at school, so certainly watch for that area. Your usual areas of congestion. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to finish up the interview with John Schell about the skate park.
Last question. I know that over the years, a lot of people have promised, political leaders have promised that they will come and skate at the ribbon cutting. Do we have a planned event for politicians on wheels, a number count of how many elected officials are willing to come put their feet where their mouth is?
I haven't talked to any. I know Doug Underhill. He was a big one that.
Yep.
I think him and Mayor Ashton Hayward.
Yep,
was.
Yep.
I think he used to actually have a mini ramp in his backyard, from what I understand. So I'm curious to see his skills.
We got some younger guys on city council. You know, I mean, we could see some stuff happen.
Yeah.
And the
Jared
way.
Moore.
Yeah, Jared Moore, Casey Jones. The way I hear you explain it is, if anybody wants to come skate that day, you'll help them find a skateboard, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got plenty of skateboards.
Well, John, congratulations. I know it's a long project, long time coming, but we're really close to the end finish line. And thanks for all the work over the years, and extra appreciation to all of the citizens who worked on this and campaigned and gave and supported it. I know it wasn't just you. You just are kind of the face of it. But thank you for organizing those forces and bringing this to fruition.
Yeah, thank you for all your support, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been a supporter of this project from early on. You know, I just thought it was kind of a weird gap in the offerings that Pensacola had, that we didn't have a good skate park, that there were sort of ones peripherally located around, like in Gulf Breeze or whatever. But, you know, the Gull Point was the best skate park in the area. That's crazy.